Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, March 4th. In today's episode, Supreme Court cancels immunity for MPs or MLAs accused of taking a bribe for a vote or a speech in the House. BJP's Modi Ka Parivar campaign after Lalu Yadav's swipe at PM. Four arrested, three on the run in the Spanish tourist gang rape case and surprise findings in surveys on US presidential race. First up, no legal immunity for any lawmakers if they have taken a bribe. A seven-judge bench of the Supreme Court, headed by the Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, unanimously ruled that an MLA or MP cannot claim immunity from prosecution if they are accused of taking a bribe for a vote or a speech in the House. This verdict overturns its 1998 majority ruling in the JMM bribery case, in which the top court had said that members of parliament and state legislatures were immune from prosecution for accepting bribes for voting or speaking in a certain manner in the House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi praised the Supreme Court's verdict on X, writing, and I quote, "Swagatam, a great judgment by the Supreme Court, which will ensure clean politics and deepen people's faith in the system," unquote. Delivering the verdict, CJI Chandrachur said, "Bribery is not protected by parliamentary privileges, and the interpretation of the 1998 verdict is contrary to Articles 105 and 194 of the Constitution." So what is the 1998 verdict? The case goes back to 1991, when the Congress majority government, led by then Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao, faced a no-confidence motion. The Congress at the time had 251 votes, including those from other parties offering external support. This left them at least a dozen short of a simple majority. However, the government survived by a 14-vote margin. A year later, it was alleged that six MPs from the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, including party stalwart and former Jharkhand Chief Minister Shibu Soren, had taken bribes to vote for the government. At the time, the court held that the lawmakers' immunity from prosecution extended to votes and speeches in the House. This was under Article 105 and Article 194 of the Constitution. Today, the court observed that corruption and bribery by legislators can potentially destroy the functioning of the Indian parliamentary democracy. Article 105, it said, is aimed at maintaining a conducive environment for discussions. And when a member takes bribe for a speech, this environment is disrupted. And next, four people have been arrested for allegedly gang raping a Spanish-Brazilian tourist in Jharkhand. The complainant, a 28-year-old woman, and her husband were on a motorbike tour and had stopped for the night in Dumka district when she was gang raped by seven men, while her husband was tied up and beaten, she has claimed. The couple revealed the frightful experience on a social media post first. She said in the video, and I quote, "Seven men raped me. They have beaten us and robbed us. Although not many things were taken, because what they wanted was to rape me." She said this in Spanish, adding that the men threatened to kill them. The couple was on a world tour and had traveled over 1.53 lakh kilometers across the world, covering 63 countries. The Brazilian embassy in India told the BBC that the woman and her husband were victims of a serious criminal attack. Though the National Commission for Women, or NCW Chief Rekha Sharma, has written to the Jharkhand Police Chief to expedite the investigation, her online comments have sparked outrage. Responding to a US journalist who claimed with a story of a foreign tourist being harassed on a train that sexual assault of women in India is a common issue, Ms. Sharma accused him of defaming the country. She asked the journalist whether he reported such incidents to the police. Quote, "If not, then you are totally an irresponsible person. Writing only on social media and defaming the whole country is not a good choice," unquote. Next, a day after former Bihar Chief Minister and RJD Patriarch Lalu Yadav took a swipe at Prime Minister Modi over his family, the Bharatiya Janata Party has launched a massive online campaign called Modi Ka Parivar, which saw top leaders of the party adding a suffix, Modi Ka Parivar, along with their names on social media platform X. While addressing workers of the Grand Alliance at Jan Vishwas Maha Rally on Sunday, Lalu Yadav had said, and I quote, "What can we do if Narendra Modi does not have a family of his own? He keeps bragging about the Ram Temple. He's not even a true Hindu. In Hindu tradition, a son must shave his head and beard upon the demise of his parents. Modi did not do so when his mother died," unquote. The veteran leader's comment was in response to the PM's attack on dynastic politics in opposition parties, including the RJD. Reacting to Lalu Prasad's comments, PM Modi, at a rally on Monday, said, and I quote, "I question their dynastic politics. They say Modi does not have a family. "My life is an open book. I will live for my country," unquote. During his Telangana speech, the Prime Minister added, quote, "All 140 crore Indians are my family, even those who have no one. They have Modi and Modi is theirs. This is my Bharat Parivar," unquote. The Modi Ka Parivar campaign seems like a replay of the 2019 Main Bhi Chowkidar campaign. Back then, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi had alleged the guards of the country were thieves, attacking Prime Minister Modi. Following this, the top leaders of the Bharatiya Janata Party added Chowkidar to their online names. Breaking from breaking news, minimum rupees 1 lakh and maximum 57 lakhs, or maybe even a crore. That's how much some fans are willing to pay to watch the India versus Pakistan cricket match during the ICC Men's T20 World Cup in the United States. According to a report in USA Today, tickets for two of India's matches against Pakistan on June 9th in New York and against Canada on June 15th in Florida, both of which have been sold out already, are being sold at more than twice the original rate in resale websites. According to the ICC notice, the minimum price of a ticket was ₹497 and the most expensive ticket was ₹33,148. But on these resale websites, prices of VIP tickets were offered at nearly 33.15 lakhs. If you add the platform fees, it will add up to ₹41.44 lakhs. On StubHub, the cheapest ticket for the match between India and Pakistan is around 1.4 lakhs. Meanwhile, on SeatGeek, the most expensive ticket for the arch rivals clash is ₹1.86 crore. Now back to news. And next, updates from the US presidential race. Nikki Haley won the Republican presidential primary in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, scoring her first victory in the race for presidential nomination against her Republican opposition, Donald Trump. According to Haley's campaign, the win in Washington makes her the first woman to win a Republican primary in U.S. history. But Donald Trump has won the 8 other primaries so far and is most likely to be named the Republican candidate for president. Meanwhile, even though the current president, Joe Biden, is the primary candidate for the Democrats so far and has polled well in the primaries, his age is a matter of concern for some Democrat voters, according to a new poll by the New York Times and Siena College. The poll found 73% of all registered voters believe Biden is too old to be effective, raising concerns about the 81-year-old president's mental competency. Biden is the oldest president to ever seek re-election, though his likely challenger, Donald Trump, is only 4 years younger. Ms. Haley has used this fact in her campaign so far, stating that the US needs young leaders like her and not old men running the country. In another survey, adding to Biden's troubles, 48% of Democrats approve replacing Joe Biden with another candidate before November. The National Election Tracker of the US, Rasmussen reports, revealed that among 4 to 5 potential presidential candidates, Michelle Obama secured 20% votes in the poll to replace Biden. And lastly, India has eliminated extreme poverty, according to a commentary authored by economists Surjit Bhalla and Karan Bhasin in a leading American think tank, the Brookings Institution. The report is based on consumption expenditure data for 2022-23. In the article, the two noted economists cite the data to say real per capita consumption has grown 2.9% per annum since 2011-2012, with rural growth at 3.1% being significantly higher than urban growth of 2.6%. The headcount poverty ratio, or HCR, the proportion of a population that lives below the poverty line, has declined from 12.2% in 2011 to 2% in 2022-23. In this report, rural poverty stood at 2.5%, while urban poverty was down to 1%. On being asked if these values are standalone truths or are also impacted by the food subsidies the government of India provides for the poor, Surjit Bhalla told NDTV that these values are not included in the report, as it is standalone on spending power. Co-author of the report, Karan Bhasin, explained that their number is a lot lower than projected by the World Bank as, quote, "Our findings are based on Household Expenditure Consumption Survey, first since 2011. And since the report is only a week old, the other estimates, like those of the World Bank, were made in absence of this report," unquote. He added that once these numbers are included, the World Bank numbers would reflect their findings. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple Music and NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti signing off.